how different does it feel this year without Trey here?
No comment.
Well, how does it feel to be one of the leaders of the receiving
group? It feels great. You know, my motto is, you know, I'm going to go out and work every day no matter who's here. You know, it's, you know, the mentality that I always play with since I've been playing football.
What's it like being here for day one of the offseason conditioning?
It feels good to see a bunch of guys here that, you know, that I didn't see and guys that I've played against. You know, just guys that want to be part of what we have going on. It's a good feeling.
A couple of months removed, what you guys were able to do last season, what was your biggest takeaway when you look back?
Excuse me, I could.
A couple of months removed, what you guys were able to do last season under Bill first year, what was your biggest takeaway when you kind of look back at what you guys were?
You know, we had a winning season, you know, but we don't really want to reflect on last season. You know, going forward, we want to look at the future and really not think about what we did last year. You know, we didn't accomplish all our goals that we wanted to, so it's not too much to take away from it.
What are some areas you'd like to improve on this year?
Everything, you know. This offense is an offense that challenges you to be a player, a student of the game, you know, and putting a lot of work in the offseason and do things that, you know, normally some offenses, you know, you feel like it's easy and, you know, you get complacent, but this offense is always mind-boggling and it's always throwing a lot of things at you. So becoming more of a student of the game is something that I want to work on, learning coverages of defenses and just, you know, trying to be the best receiver I can be out there.
How much will extra work with Mallett and Hoyer be important? I mean, even in a situation like this to where every rep does matter in this type of situation?
It's going to be very important, not just for me, but for the other wide receivers here as well. You know, we have two new guys here, Nate Washington and Cecil. And, you know, those are two guys that I think that can help us win. So just helping those guys out as well. And, you know, Mallett and Hoyer are going to do a great job with it.
What's it like though when you're the number one and you don't have number 80?
No comment.
Well, having all those new wideouts here, I mean, that do you kind of feel like you have kind of a mentor role with them as far as try to teach them the playbook and the way things are done here?
Yeah, I do. You know, when they came in here, you know, I told those guys, you know, anything you need to know, you know, just about the stadium, where to eat at, and, you know, things just, you know, just any little thing, you know, is, you know, I told those guys they can come to me. And, you know, coaches are going to help them, you know, transition into this offense. But, you know, a lot of wide receivers in there, I feel like, look up to me, you know, because – you know, we don't have 80 here anymore. And, you know, I like that chip on my shoulder.
You feel like, obviously, in that light there, you're taking on more of a leadership role this season.
Right. You know, last year I felt like I was taking on a leadership role as well. So, you know.
You said really, you like having that on your shoulder. What do you like about it?
You know, that's why you play the game for pressure, you know, for times, you know, where you're under, you know, circumstances, you know, where things could be against you, you know. I just like the pressure because I know I'm going to perform.
Did those guys, the new Cecil and Nate, did they reach out to you after they signed?
No, they didn't. You know, and I talked to Nate, and, you know, he was just like, you know, I really didn't reach out to you because I'm not the kind of guy that's going to do a lot of talking off the field. You know, he was like, I come here to win. And, you know, it was like, you know, all the talking we need to do, you know, is kind of, you know, on the field or in the locker room, you know. And I like that mentality that he has.